see going with Jimenez there in the ninth, and have you noticed anything maybe in the last few outings for him that hasn't maybe been as sharp as the outing before?
I haven't noticed anything really that's not about sharpness. I think, you know, ball Gurriel hits, if he's out of the way of that baseball, it's a four unassisted three double play. You know, there's some bad luck involved there. You know, he came in and finished that eighth inning, got us out of that inning. We asked a lot out of him today. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, we just couldn't get that big out in the ninth.
What was the reason for the ejection?
Well, Mike didn't want me to have any type of conversation once I went to the mound with him. So immediately I started my conversation asking, I basically made a statement that I only asked about one pitch during the game. And that was the ejection. So according to him, he told me he'd had enough of my asking and thus ejected me. So big moment in the game, 2-2 pitch, Alvarez at strike three in my, you know, from my vantage point. You know, I know he's doing his best back there, and it's an emotional moment. So, you know, thus I got thrown out.
Jimenez only third time this year. He came out for a second inning.
Yeah.
How tough is that for a pitcher, and how much he's going to learn from these experiences?
Yeah, you know, he's had success in it. You know, as I talked about, he got us out of that eighth inning. We felt he still was, you know, in a good position to go through the bottom of the order in 8-9-1 in the ninth. You know, Dubon leads off with a single. And again, we had our play. He made his pitch, and unfortunately it hits him and we don't get an out there. So, you know, you're coming back up to the top of the order, and they've got some good hitters at the top. So, you know, it just didn't work out for us today.
Yes, you also have given a lot of confidence to Betancourt. He has hit a lot of long fly balls in the stadium. He has not been rewarded. How much this home run against Verlander helps his confidence looking forward to the future?
Yeah, you know, it was a good at bat. Verlander got him his previous two and took advantage of a hanging breaking ball there. Put a good swing on it. It was nice for you know, for Bet to get on the board with a home run. He's got elite power. And it's good to see it come through today.
That was actually his first homer since 2016. Is that nice just to see? I mean, considering the journey he's been through.
Yeah, it obviously is. It's a great reward for him. As you talk about, since 2016, he's persevered, he's grinded, you know, to get this opportunity to be here. And a big moment in the game. And there's a lot of excitement behind the hit from his teammates. And I think everybody was really happy for Bet today.
Early on, Cole Irvin was doing pretty well to kind of match Verlander there. What did you see from his outing today?
Yeah, Cole did a great job. I think he was reading swings today, you know, utilizing his pitches, executing his pitches, you know, all the way to the sixth inning. Another great outing from our starters, which is a good sign.
You have a mind that that a loss is just a loss, or is this one even a little more painful in that Verlander was just sailing, and then you find yourself up, you know, and you have a shot to close it out?
Yeah, you know, we've been on the wrong end of a lot of one-run games, and, you know, I hope that turns. They aren't fun. This one wasn't fun today to be on the wrong end of a one-run loss again. The guys fought, like you talked about. Verlander was sailing through seven. You know, we had the right guy up in Elvis, who's had some success off him, comes through with a big double. You know, we've got him on the ropes, and then, you know, we've got a lead. So to lose that lead and to lose the game, it's a tough loss today.
Just to share, was Moll down today?
Yeah, Moll was down.
Thanks, Thomas.